Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
Holy Ghost led
it is fine to pray for yourself. Yeah, you want to pray for yourself. You want to pray for your family. But it is also times where us as Christians, we have power through the power of prayer to pray and to destroy demonic strongholds, to cast demons out of people that they can't cast demons out of themselves. And so God have called us as the body of Christ to be effective in our walk with God. We have to be effective, and we want to be effective in people's life. So sometimes people are praying for you and you don't even know it. You know, intercessors is praying for you and you have the slightest idea. It's like we're going to be on here praying tonight for people in situations. We don't know who they are. We don't know who, you know, we just don't know who was listening right now, because this is like, you know, worldwide. This is something that's all over. People tap into this prayer, and if you tap into the prayer, you tap in it because you're led by the Holy Ghost, and it's something that God is leading us to pray for on tonight for you. So I want you to know, with all of those words I just said, I want you to know that we're praying for you. We're interceding for the body of Christ because we understand what it is to walk this walk. We understand that we need the power of prayer. We need unity. We need the agreement. We need these things. We need the fellowship. Satan has tricked us out of fellowship. He has really tricked us. It's very important to have fellowship. So, Lord, we just thank you. And we enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise because he's a mighty God. And we know that whatever we pray for on tonight is already done. It's already answered. So we're praying according to the will as the Holy Ghost gives us utterance on tonight. So, Father God, we just thank you for being in the midst. You say we're two or three is gathering your name, for you are right here in the midst. And Satan, we rebuke you even before we get started. We bind up all distractions right now, that the only voice that we will hear is the Holy Ghost. The only spirit that will lead us on tonight is the spirit of truth and God's spirit on tonight. So, Lord, we thank you for being in the midst, oh God, because you know exactly who needs prayer on tonight, what is going on in their life, in their personal life, things that they're not even speaking about, oh God. We just ask you right now, oh Father God, that you touch the hearts of the people on tonight, oh God, that they may receive you, oh Father God, into their life, oh God, into their situations, oh Father God, because you're able to do all things. There's nothing that you cannot do, oh Father God. So touch their situation, oh Father God. Lord, enter into their life, oh God. Enter into their minds, oh Father God. Even right now, renew their mind, oh God. Give them a different insight, oh Father God, concerning their situation, oh God, a different point of view, oh God. Lord, you, whatever it is, oh Father God, give them the knowledge, give them the wisdom to work it out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now, oh God, for even the filling of the Holy Ghost, oh God. Lord, fill your people with the Holy Ghost. Fill your people with the fire even right now. And we're calling on the fire of God even right now to be in the midst of this prayer right now, to burn up everything that's not like God in our lives right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to put a hedge of protection, oh God, around your people, oh God. And you said that no weapon formed against your people and against your church, it shall not work, it shall not prosper, God. And we thank you right now, oh God, for delivering us from the hand of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. He's here, and he's wishing to kill, steal, and destroy, God. But we thank you that you're not going to allow Satan to overtake us, oh, Father God. We thank you for the great deliverance, oh, Father God. We thank you right now for the blood that protects us, divine protection on tonight, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the angels that encamp all around us even right now, oh Father God, that are taking charge over our situation right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, because you have created us with a purpose on tonight, oh God. And Lord, I just ask you right now, oh God, that whatever you purpose us for and whatever you called us to, oh Father God, that you will help us through it, oh Father God, that you shall anoint us, oh Father God, for what you called us so for, oh God. Lord, we need need a double portion of your anointing on tonight, oh God. Lord, we bind up Satan right now, the trick of the enemy right now, the deception of the enemy right now. We come against it in the name of Jesus. It will not work, oh God. Lord, open up the people's eyes even right now, oh God, that they may see Satan for who he is, oh God, and they may see you for who you are, oh God. Lord, open up their hearts to receive your love, oh Father God. Take out the stony heart even right now, oh God. Take the blinders off their eyes right now. Let them fall to the ground. The scales just fall to the ground right now, oh Father God. They no longer will be deceived, oh God, by false prophecy, oh God. They no longer have itchy ears, oh Father God, but they have thirst after your word, oh Father God. They have hunger after you, oh Father God, for you are the way, oh Father God. There is no other way, God. Lord, we thank you on tonight just for your spirit, oh God, being in the midst of right now, oh God. We thank you for the healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you touched our bodies, oh Father God, when we needed to be strengthened, oh Father God, that we would not give up, oh Father God, that we would continue to race, oh God, that you called us to, oh Father God. We thank you for the help, oh God, that you have sent in us right now, oh God. We thank you for making a way out of no way, oh God. But we know that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider on tonight, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, for ordering our footsteps. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we shall be everything you called us to be, oh Father God. Lord, we come against every plan and plot of the enemy against our life, oh God, against our family right now. In the name of Jesus, against the children, oh God. Cover our children right now, oh God, as they go out, oh Father God, to school, oh God. Cover them from the enemy, oh God. Cover them from the attacks, oh Father God. Lord, you purposed their life, oh God. They belong to you, oh God. You just gave them to us, oh Father God, to care for. Here, oh God, to teach them, oh Father God, but you are their divine protector, oh Father God. You are the one that ordered their footsteps, oh Father God. You're the one that planned their life, oh Father God. Lord, help us to be the teachers, oh Father God, that you called us to be to the children, oh Father God, that we may lead them, oh Father God, not to darkness, oh Father God, not to destruction, oh Father God, but to light, oh God, to the life, oh God, to prosperity, oh Father God, that they may have a prosperous life, oh God, as you plan. Lord, we thank you on tonight. Lord, we thank you on tonight. Satan, we rebuke you right now. I'm up off of this prayer in the name of Jesus. We come against everything that's coming against the prayer right now. We push through and we press through because we know that Jesus is making intercession for us even right now. Satan, you are a defeated foe right now. In the name of Jesus, we're treading on you right now. In the name of Jesus, you're under our feet right now. In the name of Jesus, nothing that you do, nothing that you say, it will not work. In the name of Jesus, for you are powerless right now. We deem you powerless right now. We dismantle every weapon that you have right now against God's people, against God's church right now. They are set free in the name of Jesus. Who the Son is set free is free indeed, oh God. Lord, loose the shackles right now off of their mind right now, oh God. Set them free, oh God, that they may freely worship you, oh God, freely serve you, oh God. Lord, we preach right now to the lost, oh God, that they may be found, oh God, that they may know salvation, oh Father God, that they may know deliverance and healing right now, oh God. Lord, show your signs, wonders, and miracles right now, oh God, that they may believe, oh God, and turn their hearts back to you, oh God. Lord, pour out your word, oh Father God. Lord, let them know your word, oh God. Teach them your word, oh God. Renew their mind, oh God. Turn them back to your laws, oh God, for you is the way, oh God. There's no other way. You're Alpha and you're Omega. You're the beginning and you are the end. Oh, Father God, Lord, make us more like you, oh God. You said that we are a new creature, oh, Father God, and the old man is gone, oh, God. Let us not pick up the old man. Let us not pick up them grave clothes, oh, Father God, but let us bury it, the grave clothes, oh, God. Let us destroy it right now. The old man is destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you right now. We thank you for the renewed mind, oh God. We thank you for pulling us out of darkness, oh God. We thank you for pulling us out of depression right now, oh God. Lord, let them not be depressed, oh Father God, but touch their mind, oh God. Give them peace when they lay down at night, oh God. Let them have sweet sleep, oh God. Let them know and be assured of what they're praying and what they're asking, oh God. And let them know in their hearts and their mind that it is already done. Because you are God that answers prayers on tonight, oh God. Lord, take care of your people right now, those that are being oppressed right now by the government right now, by prison right now, by those that are abusing them right now, oh God. Lord, send them the Savior right now. Send them the help that they need, oh God, and let them know that it is you that delivered them, oh Father God. Let them turn to you, oh God. Let them raise their hands and say, thank you, oh God. Let them come back and say, thank you, God. Let them give their life to you on today, oh God, that they'll never be the same again, oh God. Change their whole life, oh God. Change their whole perspective, oh Father God. The whole outcome, oh God, what the enemy meant for bad, God, you turn it good right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, you show them the way, oh Father God, that you are the way and there is no other way, oh God. Help us to bring a separation between us and the world, oh God, that we may walk according to the Spirit and in the Spirit at all times, oh God. Let us pray without ceasing, oh God. Put your word in our mouth at all times, oh God. Help us to be silent when it's time to be silent, oh God. But when it's time to cry loud and spare not, oh God, let us open up our mouth, oh God, and not be ashamed of your gospel, oh Father God. That everybody will see the light, oh God, that we may not put it under a bushel, oh Father God, and bring it out, oh Father God, at certain times, oh God. Lord, help us to be more like you, oh God. Help us to walk in confidence, oh God, in who you called us to be, oh God. That you have not given us a spirit of fear, oh God, but power, love, and a sound mind on today, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, for laying your hands and resting your hands upon us, oh Father God, and not letting us go, oh Father God. We thank you for not giving up on us, oh God. We thank you for the mercy and the grace that you show us every day. We thank you for the agape love that you're giving us, oh Father God, unconditional love, oh God. Lord, we thank you for that on today, oh God. We thank you for turning the situation around even right now, oh God. We don't see a way out, oh God, but we have faith in you, oh God, that you're going to bring us out, oh God, with a mighty hand, oh God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, for providing for us, oh Father God, and not allowing the enemy to destroy us, oh Father God, in our weakness, oh Father God. We thank you for the strength, oh Father God, when you strengthen us in the midst of prayer, oh God, in the midst of fasting, oh God, in the midst of worship, oh Father God. Lord, we continue to praise you, oh Father God, because you're worthy to be praised on today, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh God, for just touching our bodies, oh Father God, where we was sick at and we didn't even know, oh God. You healed us, oh Father God, from the disease that was coming to our body, oh God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, for saving us, oh God, that we was not in the car accident, oh Father God, or we wasn't in the midst of the gunfire, oh Father God. We thank you right now that our children is returning back home safely, oh God. We thank you right now for the covering that you have given us, oh Father God, and the protection that you have given us, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you for that, and we don't take it for granted on tonight, oh God. We don't take for granted every prayer that you have answered, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you. We give honor to you, oh God. We don't take credit, oh Father God, for what you have done, oh Father God, in our life, oh God. We know if it was not for you, oh Father God, we would not be who we are on today, oh Father God. We would not have made it, oh Father God, even out of the wilderness, oh Father God, but it was you, oh God, that protected us, oh Father God, and provided for us, oh Father God, when the enemy came against us, oh Father God, when the witch came against us, oh Father God. You gave us insight, oh Father God. You gave us instruction, oh God, how to destroy the enemy, oh Father God. You gave us insight on tonight, oh Father God, how to care for our children and pray for our children, oh Father God. You allow us to see things, oh Father God, that they could not see, oh Father God. We thank you for the warning that came before destruction, oh Father God. We thank you for your mercy, oh Father God, when you did not allow our enemies to overtake us, oh Father God, with the scandals and the lies and the persecution that they was giving us, oh Father God. We thank you on tonight, God, for you're a mighty God. You're an awesome God. Yes, Lord, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for the help, oh God. We thank you for the angels, oh God, the angelic beings that we do not see, oh Father God. We know that it's not about what we see, oh God, but we're walking by faith, oh God. Faith that everything that you said in your word is true, oh God. It's going to come to pass, oh God. If you promised it to us, oh God, it shall come to pass, oh God. We're not wavering, oh Father God, in our faith, oh God, but we're standing flat-footed against the enemy even right now in the midst of this prayer, that the enemy is defeated. He's a defeated foe on tonight, and he has to step back. He got to get out of our homes right now in the name of Jesus. Get out of our atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Get out of our face right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for what you're about to do, oh God. We thank you right now for the covering, oh Father God, from the plague that is about to be loosed, oh God. We thank you for marking us with the blood on tonight, oh God. We thank you for freeing us through the blood of Christ Jesus on tonight, God. Lord, we thank you on tonight that you did not forget about us, oh Father God, but you saved us, oh Father God. You saved us from a burning hell, oh God. Lord, we thank you for that on tonight, oh God. We lift our hands up to you, oh God, in worship on tonight, oh God, for you're mighty, God. You're awesome, God. You're a powerful God, and there's nothing that you cannot do, oh God. We thank you for the power that you have given us through the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God. We thank you for the anointing that is on our life and the fire that is inside of our bellies, oh Father God. We thank you on tonight, oh God. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we could not thank you enough, oh God. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God, we pray for those that you have called to lead the people, oh God. We thank you on tonight, oh God, that you will strengthen them, oh Father God, and give them insight, oh Father God. You will give them dreams and visions, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray even for the backslider on tonight, oh God, that they have turned their hearts back to you, oh God, that they have turned back to their first works, oh Father God, when they first loved you, oh Father God, when they was doing everything that they could to please you, oh Father God. Lord, bring them back right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Satan, loose God's people so that they can go out and do what God have called them to do, oh God. And we thank you right now for restoration, oh God. We thank you for restoring your church, oh God. Lord, we thank you for bringing the remnant together, oh God. Lord, we thank you for you're a mighty God and your church shall not fail, oh God. We thank you right now for keeping us, oh God, in the midst of the storms, oh Father God, in the midst of the battle, oh Father God, that you lifted us back up, oh Father God, when the enemy even knocked us down, oh God. You gave us strength to get back up again, oh God. You gave us strength not to quit, oh God. And we thank you for that on tonight, oh God. Continue to strengthen us on today, oh God. Equip us, oh Father God, for what is about to be ahead, oh God, that we may not be overtaken or overthrown by Satan, oh God, but we'll be watching as well as praying on tonight, oh God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh God, for the eyesight, oh God, of the eagle in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for raising us up above the storm, oh God. Lord, we thank you for that on tonight, oh God. Yes, Lord, we thank you. You're a mighty God. You're a mighty God, and no weapon that is formed against us, it shall never be able to prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, demon, flee right now. In the name of Jesus, unclean spirits have to back up right now and loose God's people in the name of Jesus. You have no power. You have no authority over our children in the name of Jesus. They're free in their mind right now. They're free from any addiction and perversion right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, clear their minds right now. Renew their minds right now, oh God, from any trauma and drama, oh God. Lord, you do it right now. Heal our children right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you right now. Heal the family right now. Bring order back to the family, oh God. Bring the fathers back, oh God. Bring discipline back, oh God. Bring the love back, oh God. Bring the structure back, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. We thank you for restoring us, oh God. We thank you for keeping us, oh God, when the enemy plotted against the family, oh God. Lord, we pray that you bring it together, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Heal the brokenhearted, oh God. Those that is heartbroken, oh God, touch their heart right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Even touch the prostitute on the corner, oh God. Touch the prostitutes that's in the hotels even right now, oh God. Give them their self-dignity back, oh God. Let them know that they're worth more than anything, oh God, more precious than gold, oh God, for they are the apple of your eye, oh God. Touch the young women right now that is being influenced by social media, oh God. Lord, touch them right now, oh God. Send them the king that they need, oh Father God, that would show them, oh Father God, what a man is, oh God. Send them send our young men, God, a queen, oh God, and a wife, so they know, oh Father God. We come against the reproach of families right now in the name of Jesus, in the concept of what families is, oh Father God. Let them walk according to the Bible, oh God. Restore us, oh Father God, where we messed up, oh God, where we went off track, oh God, and went out of order, oh God. Lord, forgive us right now, oh God. Lord, we repent right now, oh God, for every mother and every father right now that was out of order in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we pray that you restore order right now to our life, even right now. Lord, forgive us right now for every past mistake that we made, oh Father God, every present mistake that we're going to make, oh Father God. Lord, forgive us and give us mercy, oh God. Show us where we're wrong, oh Father God, where we think we are right, oh Father God. Show us the right way, oh Father God. Renew our mind, oh God, to the things of Christ, oh God. Let this mind be in us that is also in Christ Jesus, oh God. Then we thank you on tonight, God. Yes, God, we thank you, oh God, for a renewed mind, oh God. Yes, God, we thank you right now for the right heart and the right spirit on tonight, God. Yes, Lord, take that spirit out that is not of you, oh God, and fill us with your spirit, oh God. Fill us with your love. Fill us with peace on tonight, God. Fill us with your comfort on tonight, God. Fill us with joy on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, oh God. Yes, let us not be discouraged, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, but encourage your people on tonight, God. Lift our spirits up on tonight, God. Yes, God, touch them, oh God. Yes, oh God, dry every tear, oh God. In the name of Jesus, go into the prisons, oh God. Touch the men, oh God. Touch the women. Touch the children, oh God, that they may know you, oh God. Lord, make them kingdom ready, oh God. Get them kingdom ready, oh God. Get them ready for the rapture, oh Father God, that they may be raptured up, oh Father God. Let them turn their hearts back to you, oh God. Family members, oh Father God, that don't know you, oh God, Lord, show yourself to them. Let them have an encounter with you, that they may know that you are who you say you are in the word, oh God, that they may make a decision to serve you in the mighty name of Jesus. With power in the name of Jesus, we're calling on Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer in the name of Jesus. Honor our prayer in the name of Jesus. Make provision in the name of Jesus. Cover your people. Protect them in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, heal them in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Lord, do it right now, oh God. We know that you're able to do it, oh God. You can do the impossible, God. You can do what man cannot do, oh God. Lord, you do it, oh God. Lord, feed the hungry right now in the name of Jesus. Those that are sleeping under the bridge and sleeping in the park, oh God. Lord, make provision for them, oh God. Let them know that you are mighty, God. Let them know that you're able to bring them out, oh God. If they put their trust in you, oh God. If they turn their hearts back to you, oh God. Lord, change their very life, oh God. What the enemy meant for bad and to destroy them, oh God. You turn it around, oh God. You work it for their favor right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you do it, oh God. Every college student, oh God, that is graduating, oh God. Lord, open up doors for them like never before, oh God. Pour them out blessings even right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And let them know you, oh God, that you did it, oh Father God. Let it be their life that you purposed, oh Father God, for the education, oh God, that they may go out and use their education for you, oh God, for your will, oh God, for your glory, oh God, to make the world a better world, oh God, or to make their family a better family, oh God. Touch them and anoint them, oh God. Every child right now that is sitting in the classroom right now, oh God, renew their mind right now with a purpose, oh Father God, a kingdom purpose right now, oh God, not purpose for the world, oh God, but let them put you first, oh God. Let them not chase after the things of this world. Let them not chase after money and careers, oh God, but let them chase after you, oh God. Let them ask what their purpose in life is, oh Father God. Reveal their purpose, oh Father God. Reveal everybody's purpose, oh Father God. Make it clear, oh God, that we may not be caught with our work undone, oh Father God. Let us not go out on our own emotions, oh God, or what we think, oh God, but let us go according to your plan, oh God. Let your will be done, not our will be done, oh God. Lord, you do it, oh God. You do it right now, oh God. We want to be more like you, oh God. Lord, we want to be more like you, oh God. Lord, let it be less fleshly, oh God, but let us be more spirit, oh God, more spirit. Walk in the spirit, oh God. Lord, reveal your spirit. Pour your spirit out, oh God. You said not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, oh God. Lord, do it on tonight, oh God. We're praying according to your spirit on tonight, oh God. It's all about you, oh God. Lord, we know that we can't do nothing outside of you, oh God. We can't do nothing without your spirit, oh God. We can't do nothing without the fire that is indwelling, that dwell within us, oh, Father God. We know that we have power on tonight, oh, God, and we have authority in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for that, and we don't take it for granted on tonight, oh, God, but we lift up our loved ones on tonight, oh, God. We lift up those that are lost and sick in their mind, oh, God. We lift them up to you on tonight, oh, God. Lord, you do it right now, oh, God. You anoint your leaders to go out into the world, oh, God. They may lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover, oh, God, that they may go out into the world and cast out demons, oh, God, and set the captives free, oh, God. Lord, you do it on tonight, oh, God. Lord, you unction the body right now, oh, God. We put a clarion call out to the body of Christ right now to go out into the world, oh, Father God, into the highways and the byways, oh, God, to compel the people, oh, Father God, to come into the church they may be saved, oh, God, that we may go out and preach the gospel, oh, God, the true gospel, oh, God, that we may have understanding of your word, oh, God, because you're not the author of confusion, oh, Father God, so we come against false teaching right now in the name of Jesus, false prophecy in the name of Jesus, that they know your word. They know what is true, oh, God, and what is right, because it's the truth that is going to set them free, oh, God. Set them free right now, oh, God, from everything that they was taught that was not like you, oh, God, that was not right, that was not righteous, oh, Father God. Lord, we come against every unclean spirit of unrighteousness right now in the lives of your people, oh, Father God, that they may not have the form of God, but in denying the power thereof, oh, God. But, Lord, we ask you right now to let us be a reflection of you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are defeated. You are defeated in their life. In the name of Jesus, you do not win in the name of Jesus. Yes, you're under our feet. In the name of Jesus, we crush your head. In the name of Jesus, for we're treading on serpents and scorpions even right now. In the name of mighty Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you that we won the battle, oh God. We thank you on tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They're set free. In the name of Jesus, their eyes are open. In the name of Jesus, their ears are open. In the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. We are everything that God said that we are in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us that shall not prosper. In the name of mighty Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Yes, God, we thank you on tonight, oh, God, that dreams are coming true, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch and the visions is coming to pass in the name of Jesus. Spiritual babies are being birthed right now in the name of Jesus. We're coming against spiritual miscarriages in the name of Jesus. Spiritual abortions right now in the name of Jesus. The baby will live in the name of Jesus. We speak in life in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. It is so in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. Yes, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for being in the midst, oh God. We thank you right now that your spirit is doing exactly what it's going to do, oh God. Yes, it's bringing deliverance to your people, oh God, in this world, oh God. They'll know you, oh God. They'll see you, oh God. They'll be delivered, oh God. Open up doors, oh God, for those that are oppressed, oh God, even right now, oh God. Lord, do it, oh God. And they're sleeping in abandoned houses, oh God. Lord, send them the food that they need, the clothing and the blankets and the whatever necessities that they need, oh God. Make a way, oh God. Make a way, oh God. Make provisions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, oh God, not just for our family, oh God, but every family, oh God, that lack, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every family that's in danger, oh God, in the crossfires right now of gun violence, oh God, Lord, protect them right now. Cover them in the blood, oh God. Talk to the youth right now, oh God, that is dealing with anger and rage, oh God. We come against the demon right now that is causing the anger and rage right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, oh God. The hurt and the pain in our youth right now. Lord, heal them right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. Yes, oh God, touch our youth right now in the name of mighty Jesus. Yes, oh God, send them help in the name of Jesus. Don't send them to jail, oh God, but send them help, oh God. Don't send them to the group homes, but send them help, oh God. Send them a savior right now in the name of Jesus. Make a way out of no way, oh God. Bless your church, oh God. Those that's willing to help, oh God. Send the church to help, oh God, that they may help those that's in need, oh God, that we may do exactly what you called us to do, God. Yes, Lord, we come against any hindrance. We come against every stumbling block in the name of Jesus. We come against every naysayer in the name of Jesus that's saying that God people is not able to do it, and saying that God people are failures. No, God, I know that you're going to do it, oh God. You're going to make a way out of no way, oh God. You did it yesterday. You're going to do it today, oh God, because you're the same day, yesterday, today, and forevermore. You're the same, God. If you did it for the children, oh Father God, of Israel, and you brought them up out of Egypt, oh God, you're going to do the same for your people, oh God. We trust you on tonight, oh God. We believe that you're going to bring them out, oh God, that you're going to make a way of an escape in the name of Jesus. Everybody that's in the shelter system, oh God, you're going to make a way of an escape right now, oh God. You're going to open up a door, oh God, a way out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, oh God. You're going to give seed to the sower, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. We thank you for the houses, oh God. We thank you for the land, oh God, that you're about to give your people in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, do it. Open up the doors, oh God. Open up the windows of heaven even right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, fix our heart, oh God. Yes, fix our heart, oh God, so that we can do what you called us to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Make us right, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we may not be a hindrance, oh God, to the move of God, but we may be used according to your will in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you. 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 Satan, you are defeated foe on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. You got to loose us in the name of Jesus. You got to move out of our space in the name of Jesus. Could we shift the whole atmosphere in the name of Jesus? For you're not welcome here in the name of Jesus. Yes, we destroy you in the name of Jesus. Yes, your works don't work here in the name of mighty Jesus. Yes, God, church is protected. God, people is protected. His vision is protected. His mission is protected in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Yes, God, we thank you. And Satan, we bind you up. We bind you up. You're bound up in the name of Jesus. It won't work. Your words won't work. Your plots won't work. In the name of Jesus, yes, God, protect your people. In the name of Jesus, yes, God, we thank you. We thank you for the angels that's fighting even right now. In the name of Jesus, yes, God, encamp all around us. In the name of Jesus, yes, God, yes, Lord, I thank you. I feel a great battle. But, God, we have the victory in the name of Jesus. Yes, it's a great battle. It's a great war in the name of Jesus. But we win in the name of Jesus. For Satan has no power over us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we're covered in the name every attack, every arrow in the name of Jesus. We're protected, divine protection. In the name of Jesus, we're covered in the blood. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Satan, you're a defeated foe. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We covered it. In the name of mighty Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you're under our feet. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And no weapon formed against us, it shall not prosper in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the blood is against you. In the name of Jesus, every altar being built against us is being destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus, yes. Yes, everything sent our way is being destroyed. In the name of Jesus, every word curse. In the name of Jesus, it's being destroyed right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Yes, Jesus. Lord, I feel you. Yes, Shiki. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, is fighting for us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. Yes, Jesus. Yes, God, mighty battle. Mighty battle. But God said, we are victorious in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God, no weapon formed against us. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, we thank you. Yes, God, the power of the Holy Ghost is against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, the forces of heaven is against you in the name of Jesus. Yes, your plot, it won't work. Your plan, it won't work. It just been destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every weapon has been destroyed against God's people in the name of Jesus. Yes, it's falling to the ground in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, scandal and plots and persecution is being dealt with right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, those that persecute the church in the name of Jesus. God said, vengeance is mine in the name of mighty Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. These enemies we shall see no more in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We put them in your hand in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, trying to shake it. Lord, Pastor Taquasia. Hallelujah. We thank you. We want to thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Pastor Taquasia.
Lord, we just thank you, oh God, for the prayer, oh God, that was sent up on tonight, oh God. Lord, we just come in agreement with every word right now that was sent up, oh God. And we just ask, oh Father God, that you would just cover your people from every backlash spirit, oh Father God. Protect them, oh God. Shield them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying right now, oh Father God, that every word, oh God, they will keep hidden in their heart, oh God, that they will meditate on your word, oh Father God, and hold fast to your promises, oh God. Lord, we just thank you right now, oh Father God, that we're bringing every prayer, every supplication, and we're making every request be made known unto you on tonight, oh Father God. Lord, we just pray that we will abide in you and you in us, oh Father God. You said anything that we ask in your son Jesus Christ's name, and it shall be done, oh God. So Lord, we come in the mighty name of Jesus on tonight, oh Father God, and we're just asking right now, oh Father God, that you would do it for your people, oh Father God. And we believe that we receive it on tonight, oh Father God. We know that you're not a man that you shall lie, oh Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of God, making intercession for us, oh Father God. We know right now, oh Father God, that prayer is communication with you, oh Father God. Lord, and we're seeking you on tonight, even on this prayer line, oh God. Lord, we're coming to you, oh Father God, in a time of need, in a time of trouble, oh God, and we're asking that you would deliver us, oh God. Deliver us with your mighty hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now, we know that even before we come to you in prayer, you already know what we have need of, oh Father God. But Lord, we ask you, oh Father God. Lord, we bring it to you on tonight, oh Father God, for we know that there's nothing harder, nothing too hard for our God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're watching as well as praying, oh Father God, so that we don't fall into temptation, oh God, so that we don't deceive ourselves, oh Father God. For you said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, oh God. Help us to kill our flesh, oh God, and strengthen our spirit, man, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God. Lord, on tonight that we're coming, oh Father God, confessing our faults, oh Father God, to you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we may be healed, oh God. For you said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, oh God. We thank you on tonight, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that when the righteous cry, you hear us, oh God, and you deliver us, oh God, out of all our troubles, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, help us to faint not, oh God. Help us to not get weary and well-doing, oh God, but help us to stand fast in our faith, oh Father God. Help us to trust you, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we're praying right now, oh Father God, that your perfect will be done, oh Father God. And we're praying that you forgive us of our debts, oh Father God, and forgive our debtors, oh Father God. Forgive those that has trespassed against us, oh Father God. Lord, we're praying on today that you would forgive those that despitefully used us, oh God. Lord, right now we're praying, oh Father God, that your will be done, oh Father God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, for being the mediator for us, oh Father God, for giving your son to be the mediator, to fill in the gap for us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now we put you first on tonight, oh God. Lord, we come interceding on behalf of your people, oh God, on behalf of our family, on behalf of the church, oh God, on behalf of ourselves, oh God, asking, oh God, that you would send us help, God, for you said our help is coming from the Lord. Lord, we're praying on tonight for kingdom workers, oh Father God, people that will come and help uplift and build the vision of God. Lord, send the people, oh Father God, that have a heart for the kingdom, a heart to do your will, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying, oh, Father God, that everything we do, oh, Father God, even our prayers, God, that we would pray in our closet in secret, oh, Father God, so that you will reward, oh, Father God, openly, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying that we will pray without ceasing, oh, Father God, that we won't stop lifting your name on high, that we won't stop, oh, Father God, coming against the enemy, oh, God. Lord, on today, we thank you right now that the kingdom of darkness was defeated on tonight, oh, God, that the enemy is under our feet, oh, Father God, so we can never be a victim, oh, God, for we are always victorious through Christ Jesus. For you said, if God be before us, who can stand against us, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we thank you on tonight, oh, Father God, for your resurrecting power that dwells in us, oh, God. We thank you right now that you've given us dominion over the whole earth, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, oh, Father God, that whatever we pray, as long as we believe and it's according to your word, that we shall receive it, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just ask right now with Holy Ghost boldness, oh, Father God, with confidence in you on tonight, oh, God, that you would turn every situation around and make every crooked road straight, oh, God. Only you know everything that we need, for you are our creator, oh, God. Only you know, oh, Father God, everything that we lack, oh, Father God, we pray that you will provide, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now, I pray that you would just help us to guard our hearts, oh, Father God, from the issues of this life, God. Help us, oh, God, to not take it personal, oh, God. Help us to keep it in the spirit, for you said we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, oh, Father God. We're not wrestling against our mothers and our sisters and our brothers, oh, Father God, but we're wrestling against the spirit that is behind them, oh, God. We're wrestling against Satan that is using them, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we come against every demon and every imp that was sent to our families and to our households and our ministries right now. We bind them up, oh, God, and we send them back to hell in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, that everything that's coming against us, it shall not work, oh, God. We pray on tonight, oh, Father God, that you are shielding and quenching every fiery wicked dart, every negative word, every word curse, oh, God. We come against it with the blood of the Lamb, oh, God. We thank you on tonight, oh, God, that these prayers are setting the captives free, oh, Father God, that people will begin to see after this prayer, that they will begin to hear you again, oh, Father God. Lord, right now we're praying, oh, Father God, that their lives will be changed, oh, Father God, that they will know that it was only you, oh, God, that they will know, oh, Father God, that you are their Savior, oh, God, that you are their God, that you are their deliverer in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying for you, that there's only one way to get to the Father, and that's through the Son, Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm praying right now that we will have faith and trust in you, oh God. I'm praying right now, oh Father God, that we're asking, oh God, that you will bless us with godly wisdom on tonight. For you said the ways of a man seem it right, but in the end is destruction, God. Help us to not destroy ourselves, God. We come against, oh Father God, every self-sabotage spirit, oh Father God. We plead the blood of the Lamb, oh God, and help us right now, oh Father God, to believe and to receive everything that you have, to open up our hearts in our minds and our spirits, oh God, to receive your voice and your word, oh God. Deliver us from every defense mechanism, oh God, and take out the stony heart on tonight, oh God, and give us a heart of flesh to feel and to love again, oh God. Lord, I'm praying right now, oh Father God, that we won't reject your word, oh Father God. Help us in our heart and our hearts and be stiff-necked, oh Father God, and to be stubborn, oh God. But I pray that we will be submitted unto you, oh God, that we will obey you, oh Father God, and your commandments and your direction and your instruction, oh Father God, that we will yield, oh Father God, to you in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will bow down, oh Father God, and come humbly to your throne, oh Father God. For you said that we come before you humbly, oh God, that you will exalt us in due time, oh God. So Lord, we just pray that you would have your way, oh Father God. Lord, we put everything in your hands on tonight, everything that we prayed about, oh God, every issue, every problem, oh Father God, every bill right now, oh Father God, every family issue, oh Father God, every issue with our children, oh Father God, our jobs, oh, Father God, the ministry, God. We put it all in your hands right now, oh, Father God. You said the battle doesn't belong to us, but it belongs to you, oh, Father God. And help us on tonight to be cheerful givers, oh, God. Help us, oh, God. For you said those that give sparingly will reap sparingly, and those that give bountifully will reap bountifully, God. Help us to give bountifully. Help us to be cheerful givers, oh, God. Help us, oh, Father God, to sow good seed and good ground, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to always, oh, Father God, give you what is due to you, oh, Father God, to give you our first fruit, oh, God, to give you our tithing so that we shall be blessed, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying right now that we would give unto you everything that we have, oh God, and we know that you will multiply it, oh God, that you will give us an overflow, oh God, that you will give us increase in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God, that this is our season, oh Father God. Lord, we pray that you will give us the grace, oh Father God, to do everything that you have called us to do, oh Father God. Give us the patience right now to trust and wait on you, oh God. Help us right now, oh Father God, to be good stewards over everything that you're blessed us with in this season, oh Father God. Help us to be good stewards over everything that we already have, oh God. Help us, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to have better money management skills, oh God. Help us to be mature in the spirit of God, in the name of Jesus, and to be selfless, oh Father God, to give unto your people, oh Father God, to help those in need, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying, oh Father God, that we, oh Father God, would do things that make you smile, oh God, that we will send a sweet savior to your nostrils, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to hear job well done, thy good and faithful servant, oh Father God. We want to make you proud, oh Father God. We want to present our bodies holy as a living sacrifice unto you, oh Father God, which is our reasonable service, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to honor your words, oh Father God. We want to live holy and righteous, oh Father God. We want to be consecrated, oh God, and filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in the fire in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, so that we may fight this good fight of faith, oh Father God, so that we may crush the enemy's head, oh Father God, so that we, oh Father God, to be steadfast and unmovable, oh Father God, that we won't waver in our faith, oh Father God, being tossed and thrown with every wind and every doctrine, oh Father God, but we will stand on your truth, oh God, that we will live according to biblical principles, oh Father God, that we will be ready to give an answer, oh Father God, when we are asked, oh Father God, that we will be able to encourage your people, oh Father God, and give them hope, oh Father God, and uplift them, oh God. And I'm praying right now on tonight that we will be the change that we want to see, oh Father God, for it first starts with us, oh God. Help us to look in the mirror, oh Father God, and take the beam out of our own eye, oh God. Help us to be washed and purged in the blood, oh Father God. Help us on tonight to be delivered from everything that is not like you, oh Father God. Everything that we were taught that is not right, God, take it out of us, oh Father God. Lord, help us on today to get an understanding, to get clarity, oh God, to get revelation of your word, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, right now I'm praying, oh Father God, that we will have more intimate relationship with you, that we will get to know you for who you are, oh Father God, that we will speak to you, oh Father God, as you speak to us, oh God, through your word, oh Father God, through prayer, oh God, through fasting, oh God, through worship, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying that your people will be able to experience your glory, oh God, that they will go deeper in you, oh God, that they will go beyond the surface, oh God, that they will go into the holies of holies, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, that you're changing our faith on today, oh God, that you're changing our walk and our talk, oh Father God, that you're making us new creatures in Christ on tonight, oh God, that old things are passing away, oh God, that you're taking the taste for sin out of our mouth, oh Father God, that we will no longer be interested in the things that are not good for us, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. But we will surround ourselves, oh Father God, with kingdom people, oh God, kingdom warriors, oh Father God. Lord, I'm praying right now that we will uplift one another in prayer, oh God, that we will be like minds, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying right now that you would do it, oh Father God. Have your way on today, oh Father God. Lord, I pray a fresh wind, oh God, a fresh fire, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we need all things new, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray on today, oh God, that people won't even begin to recognize us because we would no longer be the same man. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now, oh Father God. I thank you on today, oh Father God, for just hearing us, oh God, for just even meeting us here on the line, God. I thank you on today, oh God, that your people will have peace on tonight, oh God, that they may rest, oh God, knowing, oh Father God, that everything, oh Father God, is in your hands, that they will rest on tonight, oh God, that the stress will be lifted, oh God, the burdens, oh Father God, the worry, oh God, because they will know that you are working it out, for you are their Father, and you want them to have good things. You said nothing good will you withhold from them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that it's all for your glory, oh God. You said to count it all joy, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, that nothing we do for you is in vain, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. You will bless us for our faithfulness, oh Father God. You will bless us for our obedience, oh God. So we thank you right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're doing it for us, oh God, that you're giving us new opportunities, oh God, opening up new doors, oh Father God, revealing new revelations to us, oh God, opening up our understanding, oh God, changing our perspective, oh God, renewing our minds and purifying our hearts, oh God, and we thank you for that on tonight, God. We thank you right now that people will begin to see the fruits of the Spirit in us, oh God, that they will begin to see you and not us, oh God, that they will begin to hear you and not us, oh Father God, that we will continuously die to the flesh, oh God, that we will kill off our ego, oh God, that nothing that we do will be about us, but it will be about the kingdom and about your people and about the lost souls, oh Father God. So Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you're able to do it, oh Father God, that you're going to set the captives free, oh God, through this prayer, oh Father God, that things will begin to shift in people's life, oh Father God, that they will experience your anointing, oh God, for you said it's your anointing that destroys the yoke, oh Father God. Lord, they need to be set free from bondage, oh God, and every stronghold, God, break the chains on tonight, oh Father God. Lord, we pray that they would make the decision to choose you, oh Father God. Lord, we just come on tonight persuading them, oh God, that there is a better way, the only way on tonight, oh Father God, which is Jesus. And we thank you right now, oh Father God, that you're doing it right now, oh Father God, that truth is being loosed in their atmosphere, in their hearts and in their minds, oh Father God. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that the blinders will begin to come off, oh God. We pray on today, oh God, that their ears will be unplugged, oh Father God. We pray on tonight, oh Father God, that their hearts will begin to soften up to you, oh God. Lord, we pray that you would turn their hearts back to you, oh Father God, back to their children, oh God, back to their first works, oh God, back to the fire, oh God, from when they first got saved, when they first got delivered, oh Father God. Give them the zeal for ministry, oh God, the thirst and the hunger for righteousness and holiness, oh God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, that you're doing everything that you promised, oh God. We thank you on tonight, oh God, that you hear every prayer, oh God, that you catch every tear, oh Father God, that you hear every conversation, oh Father God, and we thank you for that on tonight, oh God, that you would do it for us, oh God, that you will give us everything that we didn't even ask for, oh Father God. So we thank you right now, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will supply all our needs, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we never seen a righteous forsaken nor their seed begging bread, oh Father God. We have all that we need in you, oh Father God, for you are the creator of this whole earth and everything in it belongs to you, oh God. So we thank you right now for the kingdom access, oh God, the kingdom access to health and wealth and innovative ideas, oh Father God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, that we are connected to you, the source, oh Father God. We thank you right now that everywhere where we're weak, you're making us strong, oh God, on tonight. You're filling those voids, oh God. You're mending the broken places, oh Father God. You're putting back together the fragmented pieces, God. We thank you right now, oh God, that you're making us whole again, oh God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your people will begin to smile again and laugh again, oh Father God, that they will begin to be filled with the joy of the Lord, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying, oh God, that they be set free, oh Father God, from the hardened hearts, oh God, from the bitterness and the resentment, oh God, from the anger and the rage, oh God, from the hurt and the pain, oh Father God, from the rebellion and disobedience, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm praying that they will submit to the mighty hand of God, and you will change everything in their life in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you on tonight, oh Father God, for this radio network, oh God, that allows your word, the prayer to go forth, oh God, so that the people may hear you, oh God. We thank you right now that the prayer is bringing about change and deliverance and healing, oh God, and the renewing of minds, God. We thank you on tonight, oh Father God, that through this prayer, people will begin to get confirmation, oh God, that they will begin to give testimonies, oh Father God, because they will know that it was you, oh Father God. For you said it's not by power or by might, but it's by your spirit, God. We pray, oh God, that your spirit will be on this line, that you will blow, oh Father God, over everyone that is listening, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, oh Father God, for what you're about to do, oh God. We thank you right now, oh Father God, that many are called, but few are chosen, oh God. We thank you for being a chosen people and a blessed people, oh God. We thank you right now that we have favor, oh God, and abundance. We thank you, oh God, for breathing life into us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, oh Father God. Lord, we just ask that you will have your way, oh God, and that not our will, but your will be done, oh Father God, and give us peace with whatever that may look like. Give us peace on tonight with it. Settle our spirits, oh God. Lord, deliver us from the fantasy of what we thought things should be, oh Father God, and how we thought it should look, oh Father God. Take it out of our minds on today, oh God. Lord, show us the will for our life so we can be in agreement with your will, oh God, so we can connect to the vision, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now, oh Father God. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And we thank you guys for tuning in to NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio Network. And we just want you guys to continue to come in agreement with this corporate prayer for God's people and continue to be a part of it to actually see the change. As you commit to God, God will begin to show you some things that he's capable of doing. All God wants you to do is say yes and surrender, and he will do the rest. He wants to come into your life and into your heart, but you have to make the decision. You have to choose this day who you're going to serve, because God wants to be the number one man in our life. He's a jealous God. He wants us to put no man before him. He wants us to date him. What does that look like? What do you do when you date someone? You call them all the time. You talk on the phone. You go on dates with them. You see them. That's what God wants us to do with him. He wants us to talk to him. Prayer. He wants us to get to know him. Read his word. He wants us to be intimate, fast, kill our flesh so we can get closer to him. We need to be closer to him in this season. We need to hear his voice. We need to hearken to his voice, because we need to be able to not be tricked and deceived by the enemy. And we need not to go about to even deceiving ourselves, but we need to know the truth. We need to know the unadulterated gospel so that we may defeat the enemy, so that we may be covered and protected in this battle. And that is the only way we're going to win, is by knowing God, knowing our weapons, knowing our power, knowing who we belong to. And this is why we do this, because we need God. We can't do none of this without God. We're not going to make it in this world without God. No matter what we have, we're still not going to make it without God. No matter how much money you have, no matter how many cars, no matter what materialistic things you have, nothing will save you except for God and his son, Jesus Christ. That's it. Nothing else is going to save you. You can't buy your way into heaven. You can't do good works and good alms your way into heaven. You can't feed the homeless to get your ticket into heaven. That's not how this works. But you have to confess with your mouth and believe with your heart and then repent of your sins and turn from your sins and allow God to just complete the work that he started in you. Allow God to transform you and to change you from the inside out. And that's what God wants to do for his people. And we're just leading the way. We're just showing you, hey, this is better. This will help you. You will live. If you do not choose God, things won't work out for you. And you will see that. You will try other things. You will go other avenues. And you will see for yourself it does not work. But once you come onto this line and, you know, you listen to the prayer, you hear God, and God begin to touch you and minister to you and, you know, begin to start working on you, you will begin to see your whole life change. You will begin to see things shift because this is a real God we're praying to. This is a living God. And the scriptures that we're even praying when we're praying, because these are not our words, we are speaking words over you. You know how people speak negative words? We're speaking life. The word is the living word of God. So when we're praying and we're praying scriptures out of our mouth, we're speaking life over you. We're speaking that you may live. We're speaking that you may be delivered and healed and set free and strengthened and empowered and encouraged. This is the word that's being prayed back. We're reminding God of his word. We're activating it by speaking it. We're putting it into the atmosphere so it could go out and perform everything that it's supposed to. So that's what this line does. If you was curious what it was about, why we do it, this is why we do it. God uses us as a vessel to come in agreement in prayer to cover God's people, to cover them, to let them know that we can't be in the world. We got to be in the kingdom of God. We got to separate. We got to choose. And it can be done. It can be done. You can live a holy and righteous life. You can have Holy Ghost boldness. You can pray just the same as we pray. Maybe not exactly, but God honors your prayer however you may do it. You know, as long as you're talking to him and you're being honest with him and being vulnerable with your Father, he will hear you and he will answer you. As long as you're praying according to his will. And what better way than to stay in the will than by reminding him of his word? You can't go wrong with that, because he's not a man that he shall lie. So if you're praying the word of God, then it shall go out and do what God said it would do. So we just thank you again. Thank you guys for tuning in and being a part of this corporate prayer and coming in agreement. And we pray that you will continue to get on the line and continue to fight with us as we come against the enemy, because we're fighting, because it's a real live spiritual battle going on right now for your soul. The enemy is fighting for you to go back to your old ways. The enemy is fighting for you to give up. The enemy is fighting for you to throw in the towel. But Jesus is sitting on the right hand making intercession for you and me. And the angels are warring for us, because God loves us so that there's a fight going on just for us. So we're just coming in agreement with that. We're just coming in agreement with God and what he's trying to do for us. But we got to allow him. We got to let him. And we got to trust him. But he always wins the war. So we are victorious on tonight. And we love you with the love of God, but God loves you more. Continue to stay steadfast in your faith. Don't give up and keep on fighting until you have the victory. And you guys have a blessed night.